Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're visiting with Beth Earlbeck, and she is the 4-H and Youth Program Coordinator for Cass County ISU Extension. Good morning to you, Beth.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on today.
Beth, and it's fall. It's lots of exciting things going on, and I think that's especially true in the 4-H world, although you always have something interesting. Fall is kind of a special time, and you have some activities going on. Let's first talk about, because I know you have a special activity you want to mention, but before we do that, let's talk about, this is the time, perfect time for kids to enroll in 4-H.
Yes, it is. So when it's kind of that thing, when kids go back to school, it's a perfect time to enroll in 4-H. So now coming into October, our clubs are really starting their new 4-H year. They are electing officers. They're kind of planning their club program for the year. So now is a perfect time to get involved in the 14 community clubs we have in Cass County and the now 10 Clover Kid groups in Cass County.
Wow. And a Clover Kids is what ages?
Clover Kids is kindergarten through third grade, and our regular community clubs is fourth through 12th grade.
And of course, people can contact you, but if they kind of look around their community, I'm guessing they know somebody who is in 4-H and they could ask too. Or there's a website just for 4-H or for Cass County also?
Yes. So we have a few ways to find out about the clubs in Cass County. You can always call the Extension office. I love talking to new 4-H families about what we have to offer and what each club kind of does and their activities they participate in and kind of who's in their club. As well as I have a flyer that I give to new families, and that includes the contact information for the main club leader of that club or group. And I tell them, you know, if you know somebody in the club or you know that club leader, I always suggest that because it makes the transition a little bit easier into 4-H if you know someone. But if not, that's not a problem either. We, like I said, we have 14 clubs in the county and 10 Clover Kid groups, so there's always something for someone in those clubs, and our clubs are very welcoming and always interested in having new members come and join in the fun.
All right. Well, talking about fun, because we'll probably come back to some of the basics there in a minute, but talking about fun, let's talk about what's happening on Sunday.
Yes. So to kick off National 4-H Week, which is October 2nd through the 8th, so keep an eye out in the communities around Cass County. Our 4-H clubs are busy doing window displays and community service activities and whatnot in their communities. But on Sunday, we have our 4-H Fall Fest. So from 4 to 6 p.m. on the fairgrounds, we're going to be doing some games, some activities. We're going to have a potluck supper. Our fair board has graciously donated the brisket sandwiches for us, as well as pork sandwiches for those people who attend. We'll have a 4-H information booth. We'll have a photo booth. We will be doing an Ag Olympics. There'll be a lot of fun going on in the fairgrounds on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. So for those families who are already involved in 4-H, come on out and celebrate the kickoff to National 4-H Week. And those families who are like, I kind of want to learn a little bit about 4-H. I will have club leaders that will be there, as well as myself, to kind of talk about 4-H, kind of what we do, and I can introduce you to some of those people who are in those clubs. So it'll be a great opportunity for current 4-H families, as well as new potential 4-H families.
I didn't count, but there were many times you mentioned the word family or families, and I think that's really an important characteristic of 4-H.
Oh, definitely. So I laugh when I get calls or somebody says, oh, my daughter wants to join 4-H or my son wants to join 4-H. And I say, okay, well, for your 4-H family. And they say, oh, no, we just have one. And I'm like, well, I kind of explain that 4-H is really a family ordeal. So even if you just have one son or daughter involved in the program, we always encourage parents to attend the club meetings as well as get involved. 4-H is very welcoming to everybody. So we have some of those younger siblings that come and observe if their older siblings are in the club. And like I said, we always encourage the parents to come and attend the activities that they do. It's definitely a family event.
Yeah, the family support, whoever that family is, it's just so important and fun for everybody. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, if they would like to get more involved, I'm guessing there's always an opening for a leader or some kind of support person. Maybe it's just a fair time, or maybe it's all year long.
Oh, definitely. You know, along with that family, that 4-H is that family event, there's always opportunity for a parent to just step in and say, hey, I can help with this activity this month, or I have a hay rack to donate to when we do our hay rack ride in the fall. Or, you know, there's bigger volunteer opportunities as like club leader or as a group, Clover Kid group leader, things like that. I never want to pressure anyone to fall into that role until they're ready for it. But definitely there's opportunities for parents and older siblings to get involved without actually being 4-H members.
Okay. Now, in that conversation also mentioned, it's National 4-H Week. And so actually 4-H is national and international. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of good, I think, at least once a year to say it's National 4-H Week. But 4-H isn't the same across the nation or across the world. Have you had any experience with other states?
I have a little bit. I actually have a friend that I went to college with down in Texas, and he is what's called a 4-H agent down there. And so I kind of hear some of the things they do down in Texas with his county. It's the things they do, there's some similar things, but there's definitely different things down there as well. It's National 4-H Week, and 4-H looks different in every single state across the nation, as well as there's 4-H in different countries as well, and that looks different as well. I will say Iowa has the best program, but
because of course, you better.
I'm a little biased, yeah. But so there's 4-H across the nation in every state, as well as there's some there's 4-H programs in other countries as well.
Okay, so national and international. I want to talk a little bit about as kids join, as young people join, whether they're kindergarten or fourth grade, or they could join when they're eighth grade and mm-hmm. so on. What are some of the opportunities for projects? Let's mm-hmm. first talk about projects.
Okay, so really I like to share with those new families, if a child has an interest, there's probably a project in it in 4-H. We have projects related to food, nutrition, science, technology, engineering, and math, outdoor adventures, the usual livestock projects, really anything. Like I said, there's welding projects, there is child development projects, anything you could think of, there's probably a project for it in 4-H.
Because there's even one called self-determined.
Yes, the self-determined project is kind of that miscellaneous, like, it doesn't really fit into these project areas, so it goes to self-determined.
I always use stamp collecting as an example, and I don't know if anybody has that as a project, but they could, you know, whatever that interest is, as you said. But there are many other opportunities, and one that we see around and that you mentioned, community service. Mm-hmm. What are some of the kind of going on community service projects that you know about right now?
Mm-hmm. So we have quite a few of our clubs participating in community service projects throughout the year. So I would say every single one of our club does at least one community service project. Right now, we have clubs that are doing highway cleanup, roadside cleanup. We have one club this upcoming week that they have done a 4-H display up at Heritage House. So they, it's really neat to hear the club's feedback on that, because when they're setting it up, there are a lot of residents in the in Heritage House that say, oh, I remember when I was in 4-H, and they could reminisce and tell those stories and whatnot. They have, they take some of the 4-H uniforms and put them up there, as well as take pictures and things like that. So that's a community service project in its own, as well as promoting 4-H to those visitors who come into Heritage House. Like I said, we have clubs that go to the animal shelter and volunteer. We have some that help with the food pantry. Just a lot of really neat community service projects throughout the county throughout the year.
So whether it's as an individual or a club, there's lots of community service opportunities. Another thing that I often hear 4-H'ers, maybe graduated 4-H'ers and others talk about, is the experience in leadership.
Yes. So 4-H has three main pillars, I would say. We focus a lot on communication, citizenship, and leadership. So those leadership opportunities can be putting leadership as a leadership role in the club, as a club officer, maybe planning an event. Otherwise, at the county level, we offer for our 10th through 12th graders our 4-H Youth Council. And this year we have 15 applicants to be on that committee, and I'm super excited about that. High schoolers from all over the county are interested in being on Youth Council, and our Youth Council, they do events like day camps for younger 4-H'ers. They also help at different events like the 4-H Pancake Supper, as well as they have an appearance, quite a few appearances during county fair. They are the radio hosts for KJAN on the nightly radio interviews, as well as they have a mud volleyball tournament. They help with Share the Fun, just a wide variety of leadership opportunities for those youth who are on Youth Council, but as well as the leadership opportunities at the club level for club officers, or maybe planning a workshop for the club, planning an activity, those type of things. So there's big and small leadership opportunities for 4-H'ers in the program, and really leadership opportunities for anyone kindergarten through 12th grade.
So if you would like to know more about 4-H, you just want to have fun with 4-H, quickly, time, date, place for the event this Sunday.
So the 4-H Fall Fest, the kickoff to National 4-H Week, is going to be at the fairgrounds from 4 to 6 p.m. We're going to have quite a few games and activities, as well as a potluck meal, and we'll have myself and a few of my club leaders around to talk about joining 4-H and what they do in their 4-H club. So 4 to 6 p.m. at the Cass County Fairgrounds.
And remember, now this is a test, Beth, an easy test. I want folks to remember what the 4-H's stand for.
Head, heart, hands, and health.